Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Thursday, and we continue our discussion on communication skills. And today I want to talk about the idea of rehearsing before you get up to talk out loud. When you see the best presenters, they typically make things look very easy. And I think back to Steve Jobs. Every time there was a new product launch at Apple, Steve Jobs would have his press conference, and he just made things look so simple. It was seamless. It came out so easily for him. But behind the scenes, Steve Jobs was meticulous. He had a staff of people that was working around the clock. He was preparing himself around the clock for days upon days, over and over and over again, perfecting his presentation, all the nuances, everything that was coming out of his mouth or that was coming on the screen was meticulously rehearsed ahead of time. That's just who he was and what he did. If you think about it, if you plan to open your mouth in front of other people that are important to you and important to your well-being and important to your livelihood, it would make sense for you to prepare ahead of time. Practice the dialogue out loud. And this is really what I think is important. It's one thing to have an idea of what you want to say and to have it in your mind. It's another thing to actually take it and write it down on paper so that you have a written version of what you want to say. But the third piece and where it all comes together is to practice it out loud, because things come out differently very often out loud than you think they're going to come out when they're on paper or when they're in your mind. So practice what you're going to say. Go through it over and over again. Think about your word usage. And while you're at it, if it's a big formal presentation, you want to go just beyond your word usage to things like hand gestures. You could practice the gesture you want for a certain part of your presentation. It'll make it much more dramatic. Voice modulation. Are you going to be going up? Are you going to be going down? How are you going to be using your voice? Do you really want to drive a point home and be loud? Or do you want everybody to sit back and take notice so that you get soft? How are you going to use your voice? And then maybe the most powerful thing you can do, the strategic pause. The strategic pause is so powerful. Winston Churchill, one of the best speakers of all time, mastered this. There's something about going to silence. 3 or 4 seconds of silence in front of an audience feels like an eternity if you're the speaker. But that audience is then hanging on whatever comes next. It breaks up the monotony. It makes people listen. It also helps them digest what you've already said, whatever that last thought was. So think about different ways you may be able to use it. Think about how you're going to use your hand gestures, your presentations, your modulation, and your strategic pausing as you get ready to deliver a presentation. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. All it is a commitment. Just get here. It's a couple of minutes a day. That's all it is. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be wrapping up our discussion on communication skills, but for today, what I want you to think about is if you have something to say to an audience and it's important, take the time to rehearse it out loud.